rolls the pocket right and throws it, intercepted at the 15-yard line. That is Artie Burns.
Something special happened on defense last season for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And the pass is intercepted. Playing center field was Sean Davis, and he's still running.
Tolzien cannot get away. That's Hargrave on cue.
Rookies Artie Burns, Sean Davis, and Javon Hargrave, picks 1, 2, and 3 respectively in the 2016 draft, all won starting jobs. It marked the first time that happened in Pittsburgh with a rookie trio since 1971 when Jack Ham, Dwight White, and Mike Wagner did it.
Well, you know, Sean, Artie, and Jay Wobble, you know, they all did a great job of coming in right away, knowing the plays. And basically taking it upon themselves to say that they wanted to play.
You know, we first came in, we first met each other, you know, we all were just talking, you know, we all knew we had to make a mark here, you know, we were the first three of our class, and we wanted to make a stand, you know, on this team, you know, we felt like we had a good opportunity, you know, the chance was there, and we just had to make it the best that we could.
It didn't happen overnight, and it wasn't easy by any means. The biggest challenge the three rookies faced was the pace of the NFL and the grueling schedule of 4 preseason games, 16 regular season games, and then the playoffs.
I feel like I just played 2 seasons of college football, to be honest. Like I said, we only played like 11 games of college. I just finished my, 23rd game of the NFL, so it's way longer than college, and you just got to really prepare yourself and take care of your body for that long ride.
Head coach Mike Tomlin always looks for rookies to make a big jump in year 2, and those expectations are the same for Burns, Davis, and Hargrave.
They experienced some great growth gains over the second half of the season because of the opportunity to play. And if anything, that just highlights this natural growth process that we all expect to occur with them and the rest of their class.
And despite making it to the AFC Championship game their first year in the league, they're hopeful the best is yet to come.
You know, I feel like we got a lot of potential in our class, and I can't wait to, you know, hit the offseason with these guys and, you know, watch our growth and see what we do next year.